Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, chick with fantasy football names, mac and cheese, and pull-ups. You'll hear it all coming up right after this.
It's time once again for People Who Suck at Small Talk.
Hey, nice weather we're having today, don't you think?
Yeah, it is rather amazing the cyclical manner in which meteorological trends manifest themselves.
Jeez, sorry I f***ing asked.
Join us again next time for People Who Suck at Small Talk.
Well, that was a good one. For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee at the Sports Desk, and here's Tom.
Didn't you for a while go by Sportsosaurus Rex?
Yes, he did.
That was Josh's idea.
Well, I think it captured America's imagination. And
that collapsed.
You don't want to use that as the name of your fantasy football team?
I love the Sportsosaurus Rex.
Here's one I think that you'll like, Tom.
Okay, go ahead.
Immediately get fantasy team for Chick, the Dunder Chiefs. What do you think?
Yeah, that was mine.
And that's because you mistook
a lyric.
The AC/DC song, Dirty Deeds and They're Done Dirt Cheap.
Right.
I'd never seen the album. I thought it was the Dunder Chief. I thought it was some kind of aboriginal tribe leader in Australia before the white folk got there. the Dunder Chief.
Oh, boy.
But apparently it's not.
However, nope. I will always be in awe of you for many reasons. But the number one that I could think of, you found a way to pronounce Superman's enemy in the Superman.
Oh, Mr. McClixapix.
Amazing. I would just see it and I would read right over it.
Remember
how
that worked?
Don't you make up words when you see words?
Yeah, you
said
it backwards and send him back.
Send him back to the fifth dimension.
Yeah.
What a band, though.
Three times.
The fifth dimension.
One more fantasy team name. How about the Nasty Muffs?
Nasty Muffs?
No, because your theme song, is this nasty stuff. Tell them, girls.
Nasty stuff.
Nasty stuff. Nasty stuff. Nasty stuff. I'm a sex machine.
Stanky.
That's right. I am bad.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Very.
A little bit of nasty stuff. Thank you, ladies. I'm sorry. We have to get back to the sports page.
Yes, we have to. Contractually.
Stupid world record.
Schreiber Foods Incorporated has achieved the Guinness World Record title for the... Oh, man. Now I'm going to want this. Largest macaroni and cheese. The company cooked up a vat of macaroni and cheese weighing in at 4,742 pounds and 2.29 ounces.
Wow.
How about that?
That's well over 2 tons.
Yes, sir.
The record attempt was undertaken to celebrate Schreiber Foods' 50th anniversary. It took the team 3 hours and 26 minutes to cook the mac and cheese, which included 2,047 pounds of cooked macaroni, 1,055 pounds of cheese, 1,199 pounds of whole milk.
There are some people who are against this, but I say Liev Schreiber alone.
keep going. Something smells in this room.
Oh, hang on. And 160 pounds of butter. The entire process was overseen by a regulator in the food industry for the state of Utah.
Mm-hmm.
The record to beat was 2,469 pounds achieved by Cabot Creamery Cooperative in New Orleans. But this, you can see, they shattered the old record.
Shadoobie.
4,742 pounds, 2.29 ounces.
So the record goes from New Orleans to Utah, kind of like the Jazz.
That's right.
Like an NBA situation. I noticed that there's no spice of any kind in that.
Well, what's wrong with that? You don't want a spicy macaroni and cheese,
do you? Sounds kind of bland to me.
Well, you put Tabasco sauce on it or something?
What do you put in your mac and cheese?
A little something to make it.
Yeah, sometimes they do. It's not bad.
Like jalapeno?
Oh, I love jalapeno mac and cheese.
Yeah, give it a little something there.
I got three words for you. Lobster mac and cheese.
Oh,
delightful. I mean, it is good, but it's also... hey, we got this wonderful... How can we white trash this up?
By putting lobster in it, white trash?
No, by putting macaroni and cheese in a lobster.
Oh, I see.
Is that right?
Well.
Thank you very much.
And look what we've got, another one, Tom.
Stupid world around.
I love this one, kind of.
Okay.
A fitness YouTuber has broken the Guinness World Record for doing the most pull-ups from a helicopter in 1 minute.
Whoa.
From a helicopter?
The guy's on the landing bar.
Oh, okay.
Which is hard because those landing bars are, that's a pretty big pipe there.
It's a wide grip.
But the problem with, did you watch this thing?
No.
How high up is it?
That's the thing.
Well, how high up is it?
Not very.
Okay.
I want to see it 10 stories up.
So if he falls, he's not going to perish.
No, you want him to be perishable.
Exactly.
That's the first time that word has been used in that sense. I apologize.
The gentleman's name is Stan Bruininick, known as Stan Brownie online.
Stan Brownie.
Stan Brownie?
The Stan Brownie?
You've got an air name, so does he.
He earned the title after performing 25 pull-ups on a helicopter landing bar while it hovered off the ground. 25? That's it?
Can't be easy.
But again, remember how thick the landing bar of a helicopter
is. Plus, the helicopter is not necessarily stationary. It's kind of waving.
Yeah, she should at least be five stories up over water.
You know those...
I mean, come on.
Those amazing athletes that's on the best TV show in the history of the world.
American Ninja Warrior.
Ninja Warrior.
Same show
those,
every night.
Those guys could do more than 25 pull-ups in a minute off a helicopter.
I bet they could.
This successful attempt was witnessed by a Guinness World Records adjudicator at the Hevening Airfield in Antwerp.
How much?
All the twerps are.
How much do you suppose the helicopter fuel is for that stunt?
Yeah, exactly. I don't like this one.
Just hovering?
No, anything could go wrong.
Yeah, but I think they should be over water, at least.
All right. I don't think you have to put the driver of a helicopter in peril just for this sort of vanity type of record.
Well, I'm sure there's probably some, advertisement on the side of the copter.
Oh, well, that makes up for any potential decaps that might happen.
Any Vic Morrowing of the...
Oh, my God.
Okay. But no, they should at least be 10 stories in the air over something over water, because they're over water in Ninja Warrior. They fall all the time.
They do, you're right.
I've always wondered, how is that water freezing cold?
Well, you can tell us.
It's freezing, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it that
Remember, much. He took one step, right?
I got onto the one, and then as I was jumping over to the other, I...
Josh, I know that you wanted to do this when you saw the world record most pull-ups on a helicopter. By the way, these are not the diaper-like pants. Pull-ups. This is the exercise like a chin-up.
Well, then I'm out. We need to make these stories more clear, please.
You know, this is bearing down on us.
What do you mean?
You're going to make that decision, Tom. Are you going to wear pull-ups?
Oh, my gosh.
You got to decide right now.
Yeah. Got a couple decades yet, I think, but I hope.
What are you talking about?
I don't know how
you lose control
slack
of your
sphincters are.
Have you seen the new, they have the commercials for those really trim ones. I could be wearing them right now.
Yeah, we don't know.
Have you noticed I have not gotten up and gone to the bathroom since this show started?
I have noticed that.
Yet I have that feeling of relief in my eyes.
Well, this has been pull up for adults.
You would lose your mind.
Yeah, there's no way you would do that.
Yeah, I don't think I want to be swimming in my own poop.
Here we go.
Hey, it's funny until you have to do it. So.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Another name for my fantasy football team. How about the 10-0-1ers? Oh, actually, it's more like 9-15-7 or whatever.
Oh, I mean, you're out the door?
Out the door.
Oh. Well, maybe just go with 4 and out the door.
4 and out the door. And I think this might be the one. I don't think there's anything we can do about it. This team is what we farted for.
Oh, there you go.
How about that?
That's pretty good. That's
good.
Whatever you do, always be a good sport, sport, sport,
sport, sport, sport, sport, sport.
Christy?
Missouri voters are set to decide whether to legalize recreational marijuana this coming election.
Really?
Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft announced that the campaign gathered enough signatures to make it on the November ballot.
Well, I know how my brother Joe is going to vote.
If voters approve the constitutional amendment on marijuana, those aged 21 and older could buy and grow it for personal consumption as early as this year. Marijuana sales would be taxed at 6% under the Missouri measure. The tax is estimated to bring in more than $46 million during the first full year the amendment is in effect, and close to $70 million the following year. Missouri voters approved medical marijuana back in 2018.
In a joint session.
I like the grow your own law. I do.
But no, you could. But this is full-blown recreational marijuana for sale, though.
Right.
And grow your own, it sounds like to me.
I like when people can have their own little, they convert a closet into their own.
A cottage industry, if you will.
Yeah, hey, why not?
You know, speaking of that, Christy and I got a box from Canada.
Oh, so yeah. What did we get?
This could be anything. Let's open it up.
What are you? They could change the license plates.
Two.
Show me your bong.
The grow me state?
Yeah. Oh, I like that even better. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My Lord.
Show what me is your bong.
Uh-oh.
It's a whole box of barbecue Fritos.
Oh.
Not easy to find.
Evidently, you can find them in Canada, by gosh.
That
Who
is
do
wonderful.
We owe some money to?
Tony and Andy's Candies.
Thank you.
So
about that.
How do they get those across the border?
I don't know.
Put them in a box?
Do they have to be smuggled? Does some kind of inspector look over them?
This is from Amherst View, Canada. There you go.
Okay.
UPS.
If they have them in Canada, why can't we have them here?
I don't know.
It's complicated, Christy. It involves health insurance and prescription prices.
That's right.
The cost of Fritos.
It's best you don't ask.
Yeah. You can. You can get insulin a lot cheaper, but the Fritos they just jack them up in Canada.
It's right there, Windsor area, Detroit.
Oh, Windsor Ballet. Yeah.
Oh,
you ever been to the Windsor Ballet, Tom?
I've never been to Windsor. I've been to Canada many times. Never to Windsor.
You didn't go up there and get your broadcast license in Detroit and drive over to Windsor?
No, I did not.
You could swim over to Grosse Lay or however you say that.
Gross Point?
Oh,
no, Gross
ladies.
L-L-E.
Gross Eel?
Eel. It's I-L-E for Isle. Sorry.
Okay, you got me.
That couldn't have gone more wrong.
Idiots looking at maps.
So I'm sorry. Back to the story. I'm not... So apparently recreational marijuana could be legalized in Missouri, but not just grow your own.
Right.
Okay. All right.
But I like the grow your own aspect. I think that's cool.
Yeah. Now, we're hovering at what, about half the states have legal marijuana now?
A lot.
It's getting fairly confusing.
Is it half?
Maybe. It's got to be close.
I think it's getting close.
Yeah.
In some form or another.
Yeah. Well,
this will never be a federal issue.
Who knows?
Who knows? They're too busy crapping on everything else right now. Right now in Washington.
Hey, get away from that. Stop crapping on it.
Can we go back to fist fights in Congress? Remember, apparently, like in the 1800s, that would happen?
You know, the BBC shows the parliament all the time, and they're yelling.
They are nuts.
And
they stand up and getting each other's
face.
I'm kind of in favor of the fact that this is going in front of the voters.
Of course.
The voters of Missouri get to decide if they want legal marijuana. as opposed to a bunch of douchebags who voted, who, if you look at some of the polls these days, let's see, 75% of the people want this. Nope, sorry. No, this is not a democracy. You can't do what you want to do. Gosh, I wish I'd thought of this, Christy. Can you do the story again?
Time now for international weed news.
Missouri voters are set to decide whether to legalize
They can tape that, put that together.
This coming election.
Okay, we'll have to play one of our weed songs coming up in a few minutes.
And that's going
to
get voters out, isn't it? These weed...
Hell yeah, it will.
At least you think. I mean, I guess the joke is they're too stoned to get out and vote. But
no, well, they'll...
Yeah.
They'll rally for this.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
Bro, you voting today.
Yeah, right.
Love that.
Ask your brother if there's a lot. I wonder if there are a lot of TV ads for this.
I will. Yeah. I'm sure he's starring in a couple.
I imagine the ads would be fairly kind of emphasizing the tax dollars.
Of course. Yeah.
Safety issues. I doubt if they're going to have some hardcore stoner.
Standing outside of a Jack in the Box. Hey.
You know, we're going to bring a lot more money to this food place, dude.
I tell you what.
Hardcore.
As soon as Jack gets here. Where is he, man? We're looking for a name. Because Chick is a lifelong fan of the Washington Football Club, formerly known as the Redskins, now called, Josh?
The Commanders.
The Commanders.
No, you did not hear me.
I love how you say that.
The Commanders.
Yeah.
The Commanders.
I commend you.
But we're trying to think of a name that somehow cites that heritage.
Well, you don't have to. I mean, you'd
be fun. I enjoyed Hey, Hey, We're the Art Monks. How Great Thou Art, Monk. Once again, referencing Mr. Monk, but Chick doesn't seem to like that. I've got another one for you.
Number 81 from Syracuse University. Oh, go ahead, sorry.
You're familiar with rap music, of course.
Ladies and gentlemen, this setup.
I'm not all that familiar with it, but I do know that there is there's the Ice-T rapper, Mr. T. No, that's not just Ice-T, I guess.
Yeah.
God, uh-huh. He's going to qualify himself out of existence.
Then there's, of course, Ice Cube.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Vanilla Ice.
Sure.
Now, by way of background, Chick McGee famously ran off with a bag of ice. Remember this story?
Yes.
He stole a bag of ice from one of those machines.
I've never felt more alive.
You could be Ice Thief.
Ice Thief?
I like that.
Oh,
let me tell you something, Tom. Totally worth it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.